Today is Wednesday, April 21st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Another day, another podcast. Here we go. Let's go! That's what they say on all those reality shows. Big Brother. That's the big one. Big Brother. So the snow all melted. We're all good. I recorded an episode of Throwing Down last night with Joe Batance. And it went well. It went really well. We streamed that live on pride48.com. You can see that every other Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central. So that would be 7 p.m. Eastern. And I'm assuming you guys can figure out your own time zone. So the next one would actually be May 5th, which will be Cinco de Mayo. You can go over to pride48.com and listen to that. I recorded that and it went really well. We had Taylor the Latte Boy as a special guest for a few minutes because we were talking about some coffee butt scrub. I don't even know why we were talking about that. And and then right after that, I cooked dinner. And this may sound a little weird, but I had leftover hot dog buns because I had made chili dogs for Throwing Down. And I decided that I was going to make turkey burgers, but I was going to make the burgers in the shape of the hot dog bun because I didn't have any burger buns, but I needed to use these hot dog buns. And so that's what I did. Now I get the 99% fat free or the 99% lean turkey because it's 0 points on Weight Watchers. But it's a little dry, or, you know, depending on who you are and your tolerance for dry meat, it's a lot dry. And so what normally I'll do is I'll do almost like a meatloaf kind of technique where I take the ground turkey and I mix an egg in there. So I put the meat into a bowl, I crack a raw egg in there, a little salt, a little pepper, a little, I don't know what else, mainly salt, pepper, garlic powder, maybe whatever I'm feeling, you know, you can add whatever you want. And then I mix it all up and make a little meatloafy kind of texture. I don't put any breadcrumbs in there because again, that would be extra points, but I just do the egg to add a little moisture. And with all of that, that's all still 0 points. And so I do that, and then it is a little loose because even with a pound of ground turkey, one egg without having any breadcrumbs is kind of loose. And so I work really carefully to make it into a patty shape, and then I put it into a hot pan, you know, 6 minutes per side, something like that generally gets it about done. And that's it. And it's very juicy. It's very juicy if you do it that way. It doesn't dry out as much. So I did that. I lettuce, tomato for myself. I mix a little Sweet 'n Low, like one packet of Sweet 'n Low with some horseradish mustard, and it makes a spicy sweet mustard. It's really good. Also 0 points. The only thing that had points was of the sandwich was the bread, which had 7 points for the bread, which is a lot. But I really wanted a burger last night, so that's what I did. And then I had some baked chips with mine. I did make fries for Mark. I had some frozen Arby's curly fries. So I put those in the air fryer and he bought some cheese powder. Because in the Philippines, I don't think this is a big thing here in the US. And I didn't know that until recently. But in the Philippines, they have this thing. And I know they do this in other countries as well. Where when you buy fast food French fries, they will sell a spice powder with it, and they'll give you a paper bag and you'll pour the powder in and you'll shake around the fries and the powder will stick to the fries. And you could do like a garlic. And apparently they have a cheese powder. Apparently that's a really big deal in the Philippines that you do fries with cheese powder. And so he had bought cheese powder online and had it shipped. And he said, hey, next time we have fries, put some cheese powder on it. So I put it in a bowl, poured some cheese powder, shook it around. I didn't have a paper bag, but that's, you know, is that's good enough. And then I gave him the actual fries with the cheese powder. So anyway, I think he really enjoyed it. And that's what we have for dinner. But, you know, the one thing I want to mention is he does not like, I have never met someone that's so particular about sandwiches and how messy they are. Because if you make, I like to have chicken salad sandwiches, I like burgers, I like things like that. And, you know, you're going to put, first of all, you want a burger to be juicy. You want it to be moist. Probably a bad choice of words, but you want it to have some juice to it. You don't want it to be completely dry. You're also generally going to put tomatoes on there. You're going to put other things that may have a little bit of water content. And he does not, he gets so irritated when a burger drips at all. He doesn't want it to drip on his hand. He wants to be completely, and I was saying to him, gosh, most people, if they have a juicy hamburger, they're so happy because it's juicy, you know, and they don't mind getting their hand a little. He doesn't like things to fall out of the burger, like the tomato or the lettuce or anything like that. And it's very difficult for me to make a burger that stays completely self-contained, doesn't fall out of the bun, no juice comes out, no nothing. It's just like, it's a common. I said, next time I'm just going to use tortillas for yours. I'm going to put everything in a tortilla. I'm going to wrap it up so that you have no liquid, no any kind of juiciness coming out. You don't have any of the condiment coming out. You don't have any of the vegetables coming out. Nothing comes out. It's all contained in a nice little package. But it is what it is. So anyway, so I did that. And then we, you know, as per usual, we just kind of watched TV last night. I accomplished a lot though. So I cooked. And then after we were done eating, we were watching Top Chef. And after we were done eating, I got up, did the dishes, cleaned the countertops, put everything away, and then, you know, put the stuff in the dishwasher that needed to go in the dishwasher. And it's normally Mark will take out the trash, but I thought, you know what, because Wednesday is trash day, so we have to take out the trash. I thought, you know what, I'm going to be a very good boyfriend, and I'm going to do all this for him. So I, you know, I got the big trash out of the kitchen. I went to all of the bathrooms, the three bathrooms, got the small trash cans. And then we keep a small trash can outside for things that will smell. Like, I don't know if you have like packages of chicken, like raw chicken. You know, what do you do with that, the chicken package? Because if you put it in your indoor trash can, it's going to stink. So we just keep a little small one outside. We also use it for the poop bags that Mark uses when he walks Sydney. So anyway, I did all that. Well, when I opened the back door, I didn't realize that the dogs in the neighborhood were all outside and they were all barking. And Sydney ran outside and I got so frustrated. I just closed the door and let her bark. Well, because I don't like her barking at other dogs. It's annoying. She jumps up on the fence and, you know, it's just I don't want our neighbors to get annoyed with us either. Although one of our neighbors said, oh, it's fine. Our dogs bark, too. We don't care. They even said, Sydney sounds like an old grandma barking. I'm like, hey, don't call my dog old. I'm gay. I don't like age jokes. Anyway, so she was doing that, but I was finishing up bagging up trash, and I finally went out and got her. Well, I forgot it had snowed yesterday and gotten wet, and there's all the old dead grass is coming loose now because all the new fresh green grass is coming up. So there's all this straw, this strawy, grassy stuff in the backyard that I didn't even think about. Sydney comes in. She has grass all over her. She's wet and she has long hair. We don't get the puppy cut on her. So then I had to, not only did I cook, clean the dishes, clean the countertops, put everything away, take out the trash. Then I felt bad because it was my fault that she went outside. So then I brushed her to get all the grass out. I redid her ponytail. So I accomplished a lot, but Mark said, gosh, why are you being so productive tonight? I'm like, I don't know. I just felt like being productive. All right. Well, we have another voicemail from our favorite person. I think it's from our favorite person. I think it's from Dennis. So let's have a listen to that. And we'll move right along.
Hello, Adam.
Hey, Dennis.
It's Dennis again.
Hi.
I'm curious about your porn shower, and I believe that's P-O-R-N.
Porn shower, yes.
Shower that you quickly mentioned in Friday's podcast.
Yeah.
Could you please describe your P-O-R-N shower?
Yeah, it's
Thank
not.
Thank you. Have a good day. No more calls for now.
No, it's not a corn shower. C-O-R-N. It's a porn shower. P-O-R-N. Yeah. So, and I don't know if you want the story as to why it's called a porn shower, or if you want a description of the actual shower. So I'll do both because I have time. In the middle of this recording, I'm kind of thrown off. I have no idea how long this is going to last because I have so much noise around me right now. My laptop for work was just, the fan was going so loud, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, what's that noise? And so I muted myself and put my ear down to the laptop to see if it was making noise, and it was. So I shut it off, and immediately when I did that, the air conditioning came on, and there's a vent right above the microphone. So I don't know what the noise situation, I'm not going to re-record, but anyway, regardless, I was trying to get it quieter in this room. So I don't know how long this is going to be. Because normally I can tell how long I need to go by the time on the little timer. But I have a little bit of time left. So, so the porn shower, short story is, when we first moved in, our neighbors were also having their house built at the same time. Well, we didn't have this built, but this house was being built when it was listed, and it was almost finished, but there were a couple of things that they were still finishing. And so, because our neighbors are friends with the builder, they had actually gone into our house. This is before we bought it. So, I mean, like, they had seen it. And we were out in the backyard, and they were over at their house doing something. I don't know. Neither one of us had moved in yet. And when we met them, our neighbor said, oh, yeah, we've walked through your house and seen the shower in your master bathroom, and we call it the porn shower. I guess because it would fit so many people in it, I'm not really sure. But anyway, so the shower is probably, it's the size of a room. So it's probably, I don't know the dimensions, but I'm just going to throw some dimensions out there. It's probably 10 feet wide by 25 feet deep. So it's like a 10 by 20 or 10 by 25 rectangle. I might be exaggerating a little bit, but I'm trying to give you an idea of it's large. And the front of it is just a big solid wall of glass, and there's a door. And you open the door, you walk in, and there's a bench on the side that's tiled, a tiled bench. And there's a window above that that's a long rectangular window it's at the very top. You couldn't see in, and it's also frosted. So it's just a small rectangular window. But and to let in some light, and then at the and then on the left side there are three shower heads. There's one with a it's on like a hose, not a hose, but it's a long, like you can hold it and shower yourself. And then there are two that are stationary. And at the back, at the very back of the shower, there's a tub, and all of that's inside the shower. All the walls are completely tiled. Everything. So it's very large. And so our neighbor gave it the nickname the porn shower. And so that has stuck. That's basically why it's called. Because it's so big. You could fit a football team in there. You could. I actually want to, at some point in my life, the ceiling is not tiled. And the wall of glass doesn't go all the way to the ceiling. But what I want to do eventually is pay someone to go in and finish the tiling, basically tile the ceiling, and also completely enclose the glass part all the way up to the ceiling. And then I want to have a steam shower installed so that we can have kind of a sauna situation in there. We can't do it right now because it's open, but I want to do that at some point. And yeah, anyway, that's the porn shower. So I did have on Twitter, Kathy Bacon said that I should buy a little spray bottle at Walmart and just fill it with water, and that would work for cleaning up the shower. I don't think that would work. That is way too much work. A little spray bottle is not going to clean up all the comic cleanser I was talking about. And Dean Barney also said that he could not stop thinking about the shower and me cleaning it, and also that he does love calls from Dennis. So there we go. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Don't forget about State of the Station this Friday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.